Good morning, a Wednesday morning. That means Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning.
Some news to report this morning that another lawsuit has been filed against former Albany Bishop Howard Hubbard.
This is the fifth lawsuit that's been filed naming Bishop Hubbard since that Child Victims Act took effect last year and opened the sort of floodgates for these lawsuits. And in this latest case, it's pretty distressing allegations. But it's a 55-year-old man from South Carolina who used to live in Albany when he was a kid. What he claims is he was an altar boy at a Catholic church in Albany in the mid-1970s, and this was before Howard Hubbard was the bishop in this area. And what this gentleman claims is that a number of times over this 2 or 3 year period that he was sexually abused and raped by Bishop Hubbard at the time. What he claims is he would be asked to fetch brandy for Howard Hubbard, and he was abused during those periods of time. And in his lawsuit, he also talks about a church trip to West Point where he became sick, didn't feel well. And what he alleges is he went back to the bus with Howard Hubbard, and at which point he was sexually abused too. So there are a number of these very distressing allegations. The diocese so far has just basically said that they support victims in these complaints and they want to provide any kind of, you know, resources that they can. And of course, this will play out in the court system. And Hubbard himself did not respond to our request for a comment yesterday.
From there to the CDTA, which if you travel using those buses, you'll find that the fees were suspended because of the coronavirus. Well, they're coming back.
Yeah, so yesterday CDTA announced that starting next Wednesday, so that'll be August 19th, for the first time now in, I don't know, 3-4 months, they're going to do two big things. Is no longer are they going to be asking passengers to get on the rear door. They can get in the front door. And most important is they'll be asked to pay the fare. For the most part, these fares are $1.50. So riders will have to either have the change available or to have a card. This was a measure that the system had instituted to primarily to protect the drivers from exposure to COVID-19, but also to protect passengers from handling money and fumbling. So that they feel that they've outfitted all these buses in their system with plexiglass to create a barrier between the driver and the riders. And so they'll start doing this next week. It's been a big hit for them. Back when the COVID-19 hit, they had about 55,000 riders a day. And after they went down, cut in half to about 25,000. Those numbers are starting to creep back up, but they obviously want to try to get back to full ridership. They've also lost a lot of money. They lost $5 million in fares during the period of time. So they want to try to, you know, start collecting some of that money. On the positive side, they have received some sizable federal grants to deal with the coronavirus. But this is a step in the direction of trying to get things back normal in the system.
Miles Reed is the editor of the Daily Gazette. You can read more at dailygazette.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Miles, thanks. We'll catch up with you next week.
Take care, David.